Blog Talk Radio.
I know that we might have to go to the next level, the next level. But I did have a non-genuine version of Windows installed in the PC because that's what it came with when I bought it. So I installed Windows Pro. I installed Windows 10 Pro last night. And we're going to see if that has any difference on, you know, the thing freezing or whatever. What I'm not going to do, though, once this thing is, if the PC freezes or whatever, I'm gonna keep going on Instagram because that won't stop. But we're not gonna try to cue it back up and all of that. We're gonna have to let that thing simmer and be what it be. But I'm not looking forward to any hiccups, any glitches, any blips, file up bloops and blunders. We're gonna be y'all right. Hey, you know what's gonna be y'all right. Going on, my brother Ansel Joe. Sorry, my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones and Carol Chamber? Let me favorita. It's always a great thing and a wonderful thing to see ya. Glad y'all came out, man. We talking about when you cool with somebody but you don't have a bond. When you cool with somebody but you don't have a bond. Now start thinking. Go through your Rolodex of people that you know and that you're cool with, that you're good with. People that you may have had to deal with on a regular basis. You had to encounter them all the time. You know, they may have been family, they may have been friends, they may have been family of friends, or they may have been friends of family, whatever the case may be. It's sort of like when you are cousins with somebody, but it's really your cousin's cousins or your brother's or your sister's cousin. And it's not that it's not blood, it's not a bloodline. It's just that you know how you have your set of cousins. Like, these are my cousins here. You know, I mean, they my brothers and my sister's cousins too, but these are my cousins. Like, they belong to me. Like, this is who I go get when things get a little crazy. These are my people. They check on me on a regular basis. I check on them on a regular basis. Whenever it's a family gathering or whatever, I want to make sure that they are there, because when they are there, I know we're going to have some fun. They're going to have me tripping. They're going to have me laughing. They're going to have me bugging out and all that kind of stuff. You have a bond. Y'all have things in common. Y'all do things. Y'all do things together. Y'all like the look, sound, and feel of each other. You understand what I'm saying? You depend on each other. Y'all go out. Y'all go out. Y'all stay in. Y'all hang around. You understand what I'm saying? When one of y'all leaves the scene, it's like, yo, where's such and such go? Oh, they going to be back? All right, that's what's up. They don't come back. You call them. Like, yo, you know what I mean? You good? Everything? Yo, you good? It's like, yeah. You know, I had a little something I had to take care of and everything. Y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. I'll talk to you later. I'm like, all right, homie, you know what I mean? Whatever. Well, all right, sis, all right, I'll deal with you later. You know, let me know that you got in safely and all of that kind of stuff. I'll holler at you. That kind of thing. You have a bond. It ain't one of those things where I see you when I see you, or like they you know, somebody that you cool with, you may speak well about them. Like, oh no, such and such is good. Such and such is good. But that's all you can really say, because there might be a situation where you don't know them that well, or where what you do know about them just doesn't seem like enough information. Like, you need a little bit more info. A little bit more info. You may not trust them. You may be waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, I know there's something about this cat. And I don't know what it is, but like, he's nice. Well, she's nice and everything, but I don't know. There's no bond. There's no bond. Emily Dunlap in the house of city. Emily, good to see me from you, ma. All right, so let's get a pop. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Sunday morning from 11 o'clock till around 12:30-ish. And the reason that we say 12:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is a Sunday, and it's the third day of the year, 2021. Have things started to get better yet? That's what I need to know from y'all. Have things started to improve yet? Have we gotten this shit together? Is everything all right? Hey, yeah, well, I'm asking, is everything all right? Is it good? Well, maybe not. Maybe not yet. Anyway, I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, bust and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up. All crazy. We try to take an introspective look into our own behavior to try to figure out how this thing in the universe, we fit into this thing called life. Life. L-I-F-E. Life. Life. L-I-F-E. Life. Life. L-I-F-E. Trying to be the best that you can be. L-I-F-E. Life. Life. L-I-F-E. Life. Life. L-I-F-E. Being what I gotta do and what I gotta be. So we talking about when you're cool with them, but you don't have a bond. You're cool with them, but you don't have a bond. This may have been, this can be somebody that you have had prior engagements with, to the point where y'all have done things together. Maybe y'all have even gotten into a few arguments, but you still didn't take it personal. You know what I mean? Some people know how to argue and disagree and even fuss at each other without deeming each other, that nigga ain't shit, you know what I mean, motherfucker, that bitch, you know what I mean, whatever. It ain't always like that. Sometimes it's just like, you know, we don't see eye to eye. We don't see eye to eye with each other, but we all right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing bad to say about her. I ain't got nothing bad to say about her. We just, you know, we ain't on that type of time. You know, we ain't on that type vibe, but they cool. Sometimes it's like that. And that would definitely be a situation where you didn't have a bond. Where you didn't have a bond. There's no bond there. And maybe in all situations where you know somebody and have to interact with them, maybe you don't need a bond. You know, think about it like at work. You may not need a bond with anybody at work, and it may not even be a good idea to have a bond with somebody at work. It can get into the way of professional matters sometimes. Sometimes people don't know how to have a bond with somebody without taking it too far. Taking it too far. I'm not even talking about on the romantic side, but it, you know, some people take friendship at the professional level. Friendship on a professional level. Sometimes they take it to a more than friendship level, and you know, they start to depend on each other for things that you probably shouldn't depend on people for at work. But when we start talking about forming a bond with somebody, a bond. You're going to take some time to look it up. I glued the arm on these glasses is messed up, but I glued it yesterday, and I want to see if they work. Dang, the glass is all fucked up. They fucked up. Nah, they still fucked up. Nah, they ain't right, son. They ain't right. Back to the drawing board. I don't really want to trash the glasses for a couple of reasons. First of all, they're my first pair of glasses. I have a bond with them. Second of all, they was expensive. I don't need the glasses to do the show. But I haven't worn glasses on the show for a while, so I said, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and wear some glasses on the show on some 2021 shit. You know what I mean? Just on some 2021 shit. I haven't worn these glasses in a couple of months. So anyway, let me see what y'all talking about. Ansel Jones says, a couple of us are brothers and sisters in arms. We aren't the same branch of service, okay? Space Force is the family member that stays quiet in the barbecue. Space Force, what's Space Force? What's that, Ansel? I don't know about Space Force. Wow, that shit really isn't. Damn, that shit. Like, I'm trying to strengthen my eyes. You know, this whole, you know, needing glasses shit never really sat well with me. It still don't. Like, I don't like the thought of not being able to see clearly with my own eyes. It's not even a vanity thing. I just want to be able to use my body parts the way that I used to be able to do, and so the way they was intended to be used. But damn, that's clear. Fudge. Fuck. All right. Emily says, sadly, I'm cool with many, but there's no bond. Somehow I see potential in there where maybe one day there could be a bond. Maybe. Carol Emily says, Omar, can you get an eyeglass repair kit with the screws to replace it? No, it's not broken that way. It's not broken that way, Carol. Let me see. Yeah, it's not broken that way. Like the arm, like, all right. Like you see, like this part came off of this part. So you could kind of fit it back together. But in order for it to work correctly, it's going to have to stick in there. You know what I might do? And this is extreme, But what I might do is go ahead and get some epoxy, because I'm going to need something that's really, really strong in order to keep the thing on. But I ain't going to bother with that. But that's, yeah, I mean. Okay. Emily says, I want to be cut. I be wanting to cut people off. I think that's what you're trying to say. It says I want to cut Paul off, but I think you mean I want to cut people off, but I know I'll miss them like they will miss me. So I think I'll keep them around. Works for me. Oh, and so Jones says Space Force is some new thing the military started in December 20th, 2019. Really? Okay. Who knew? So let's look at it. Let's find out what it means to have a bond with somebody. And it means we formed a bond with some people that we didn't even know we formed a bond with, or if we don't have a bond with some people that maybe we thought that we did have a bond with. What's up with your bond? What's up with the bond? Of the bond, baby. It's the bond, baby. It's no ifs, no ands, no buts, and no maybe. All right, let me see. Let's look it up in simple layman's terms. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun 752. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Let's get it popping. All right. What does it mean to have a bond with someone? It says, it is the process of nurturing social connection. Bonding typically refers to the process of attachment that develops between romantic and platonic partners, close friends, or parents and children. This bond is characterized by emotions such as affection and trust. Any two people who spend time together may form a bond. We had a bond. Let's look up this question. How do you know if you have a bond with someone? I think this is interesting. Hold on. I think y'all might find these answers interesting. All right, hold on. All right, wait a minute. This says of an emotional connection. Is that the same as a bond? Hey, I'm looking for bond. Don't give me that. Is an emotional connection a bond? I'll read them anyway. You care about each other's needs and desires. You share openly. Oh, fudge. They're trying to sell me shit. Stop that. You don't just hear each other, you really listen. You know each other deeply. You're interested in each other's hobbies, even if you don't, quote unquote, get it. It's all about the little details. It's a judgment-free zone. Can you have a bond with somebody and not judge them? Or can you have a bond or form a bond with somebody and still judge them? Okay. You can find the silver lining in conflict. You are sympathetic to their experiences. It's truly a 50-50 partnership. You feel seen and understood. You know yourself well. Oh, that was 12. I don't know. But see, this says an emotional connection. And I guess an emotional connection can be a bond too. Oh, let me see. Queen Mati Mayini says, I went and purchased grams. Oh, I went and purchased glasses and asked the eyeglass store to use the old lenses. Oh, okay. You know, I was asking about that. Like, because, you know, the lenses are what you don't want to pay for. It just costs so much money. But the thing is, I guess you would have to get the exact same glasses to make sure that they fit in there, right? Or is it a thing where they can cut them? I don't want to make them just again, you know, the damn, because these are progressive lenses, so you know it's the reading glasses on the bottom and the seeing glasses on the top. And I was going to tell them, like, just give me straight up bifocals. People was like, no, don't get bifocals. You know, you're going to look crazy. I'm like, what the fuck? But you know. You know. So, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put that link in the comments. And y'all see for yourself. You can go back there and check it out. Check it out. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, my? Good to see me, some you. That's true. Good to see me, some you. You know how we do. Okay. Cherry's in the house. Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Jane, with famous Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Jane, with fame. Good to see you, Dana Jane. So, all right. Okay. Emily says, yes, there are. Yeah, there is many definitions of bond and bonding. Okay. TK Wright says, that's bullshit at Judgment Free and Silver Lining. Well, you just calm down there, soldier. My goodness, troop. Stand down there. Stand down. Seems awfully offended. Judgment Free? That ain't got nothing to do with no bond. They lied. Actually, I feel you on that. Like, I don't know about the judge. Oh, but fuck it. We're gonna do, you know what? So I got this cool mouse, right? I didn't really realize that this mouse, you don't need a mouse pad. So I've been keeping the mouse pad over here out of view of the camera and shit, right? But I didn't realize I don't need this cool little ball here, you know what I mean? It moves the mouse. And I can click. This is a really good mouse. No, I don't even need to right click. Got to un-right click. Okay. This is cool. I got this a while ago. And it took me a while to get used to it because it's so fast. I was like, yo, the cursor going too fast. This is like a gaming mouse. It's too fast. I was like, slow down. Okay. All right, let me see. Okay, TK Wright says, I've done that before, Queen Monica. I had to buy the same frames. All right. Okay, Carol says, you have to at least have the same shape and size frames. Okay. All right, cool. That's cool. Okay. Now, so we have a little bit more information about what it means to form a bond with somebody. But I think the best evidence of whether you have a bond with somebody is the evidence that you have in real life. You know when you're close with somebody and you know when you're just sort of, but sometimes you may want to be closer to somebody than you are with them. And does that put a strain? Does that stress you out? Does that put a strain on the way that you feel about somebody? Because one of the things that it was talking about in that emotional connection thing, it talked about trust. Well, what about for you? Is trust a key element in friendship or having a bond with somebody? Do you think that you can have a bond with somebody that you don't trust? You know, trust is one of those words, man. To me, it's one of those words where is so subjective to me. Like, I can trust you with one thing and totally not trust you with another thing. And we might still have a bond. And we might have a bond because I know when you're lying and when you're telling the truth, or I know that you will lie and not tell the truth. Doesn't mean that I don't like you. I've been friends with many liars, and I'm just keeping it a buck. I've been friends, good friends, with plenty of people who lie through their teeth. I just be like, it may have taken me a while to get over the fact that they be lying. It may, you know, after I got over myself, and really, yeah, I'm gonna say that, get over myself. Because I know with somebody like me, my expectations of other people's behavior can sometimes be a little lofty. It can sometimes be a little high. And I don't see it. They see it, though. They see it, and they may not always be able to live up to my expectations, and they don't owe me that. They don't live for me, or they don't owe themselves. They don't owe me to live up to what I think that they should be. They determine who they are and what they should be. And once I started to understand that, it was like, all right, that's my man Joe. Joe be lying. But you know what, though? Joe's still a rider. He's still a good dude. Good husband, good father. You know what I'm saying? Good friend, good son, good brother, good cousin. Joe's all right. But he be lying. You just got to watch out for my man. You know what I mean? But that's my motherfucking dog. Matter of fact, he coming with us to Great Adventures this week. Joe coming? Yeah, man, my man Joe. Joe said he going to come. Now, the thing is, if Joe don't show up, look. We supposed to be rolling to Great Adventures. We going early. Oh, by the way, we going to two places. We going to Great Adventure, and we going to Great Adventures. Like, what? What, son? I said we going to Great Adventure, and we're going to Great Adventures. Oh, okay, cool. All right, bet. That's what's up. Okay, so we're going to leave. We're going to try to get to the amusement park all early and shit because we're taking a kid. So, listen, if Joe ain't ready to go, if he ain't there by 6:30 a.m., then we might as well forget it because Joe ain't going to show up after a half an hour. And I'm only giving him the half an hour. I would say 6:15, but, you know, I'm going to give him a half an hour because Joe said he was going to bring his kid. He said he was going to go get his, you know, he was going to go get his kids. He had, you know, he got two baby moms, so he had to make sure, you know, everything was right. He might have to drop off a couple of dollars. He might be behind on a little something. Anyway, my man Joe coming. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's my dog. I have a bond with Joe. But I know that Joe be lying. Does that mean I don't trust Joe? Not necessarily, but in a way, yes. Yes. I can't trust him to tell the truth all the time. But I can trust him to be there if I need him. We have a bond. It ain't like my relationship with Terry. Terry good. He cool and all of that. But I don't really fuck with Terry like that. There's no bond. That's my. How can you be that? Like, all right, like in the same breath, I'll be like, yo, that's my nigga. At the same time, that ain't really my nigga. Like, that's my nigga, but I don't fuck with him. Like, I don't even got Terry's number. I don't have his phone number. If I want to get in touch with Terry, I gotta call Dave to give me Terry's number. Yo, man, you know, I heard that Terry working tires plus. I need some tires, you know, the new truck I got and shit. You know what I'm saying? The tires on that shit crazy, man. I want to see. You think Terry can hook me up? Matter of fact, that's your boy. Won't you see if, you know, give Terry the numbers of my tires and see what he can do? It's like that. Like, I don't, you know, I know Terry. We've been out with other people. I don't have a bond with Terry. It's not my dog. But that's your dog. And that's dog enough. Ask Cook. It's always a good look when you come through and feel confident, not shook. Good to see me some you. Word. Good to see me some you. Always. Okay. TK Wright says, if anything, the people you have a bond with look at you with more critical eyes. You think so? Interesting. I wonder how consistent that is. And so Jones says, people who graduate school, it's a bond. So you're saying like you're graduating class. We the class of 2024 coming up. Y'all freshmen together from last year. That's right. We started high school in 2020. We are the first freshman class to not finish our freshman year in school. That's us. So 2024, that's us. Yeah, that's us. We the COVID crew. We the COVID graduates. That's us. That's us. We ain't have no freshman dance our first year. That's us. That's us. That's us. You might have a little bond with your graduating class. You might. But you don't know them personally. But it's like once you throw them numbers up, like, yo, class of 2024, Germantown High School. Like, ain't no 2024 or even class of 2020 Germantown High School. There's no Germantown High School no more. There's no Germantown High School, son. Yo, they took away Germantown High School. How you going to take away Germantown High School? Germantown, there's no Germantown High School. My sister went to Germantown High School. Yo, my brother-in-law went to Germantown High School. Germantown High School, class of 1980. All right. Yeah, I feel some kind of way. I didn't go to Germantown High School. I did go to one day. I went to Germantown High School one day. And I tell you, that was a good day. That was a good day. I was like, yeah, Germantown High School. All right, anyway. Okay. Cherry says, true, and T. Cherry, right. Because there's expectations with somebody you have a bond with. Interesting. Ansel Jones says, class of 2000. Overlay High School is cool, but only a few has a bond. Overlay High School? Narcil says, you hit it on the head on the expectations tip. It's not about what they do, but what I do. You know how you come into that realization. You know what I mean? Yo, you get humbled real quick. Real quick, Nars, you know, like, okay. You know, you realize that people have to live their lives. And, you know, when you're younger, you take that personally. Like, what you mean you got to live your life? You ain't keeping it real. You ain't being 100. Yes, they are. You don't understand what 100 means. That's the problem. But it is your problem. It's not theirs. You know how you know it's your problem? Because you the one that's mad. And look, now you mad about being mad. You get over it, though. You live and you learn, baby. You live and you learn, and everybody gets their turn. You go to work every day, and hopefully you will earn enough cash to get yourself past the hard times, be all right. You pray to God, the God time. But, you know. Okay. All right. TK Wright says, I have a friend who I had a strong bond with until a situation arose. She proved to be out for self. We fell out briefly. I don't trust her even though I've seen growth in her. But our bond was broken. Our bond was broken. Our bond was broken. I am Shanee, what's going on, ma? It's good to see me, some you, Shanee. Yeah, I mean, always a good look. Word up. Our bond was broken. So,
broken bond. What can happen to break a bond that you have? That almost takes me back to what the definition of a bond is. Is bond friendship? Is it kinship? Is it love?
What forms a bond? Now we have to ask, what breaks a bond? What could break a bond? A bond. You bound together. That's the bond. You're together. Are you together physically or are you together spiritually? Mentally, emotionally, whatever the hell else we can think about it. Our bond was broken. When you mad at somebody, you say, you know what, I ain't fucking with them no more. Is that, does that definitely mean that the bond is broken? How easy is it to break a bond? See, Carrie, right? Got me really thinking. I'm not messing around with this. What does it mean to break a bond? To break a bond. Wow. I ain't on front. I hadn't thought that far. I thought I had it all. Break a bond. Now I'm wondering, like, have I had a bond broken with anyone? Well, let's do this. How many of y'all have ever formed a relationship with somebody else that was really related to somebody else that you was cool with? For example, those of you who have been married before, have you ever formed a bond with one of your in-laws? So, you know, for example, Your wife's brother, or your husband's brother. He's down on his luck. He's a ne'er do well. You know what I mean? Can't get off that shit. He's a good dude, but he can't get off that shit. He's a ne'er do well. He's only a ne'er do well because of the drugs and shit. He be practicing that escapist behavior with drugs and shit. He always smoking some shit. He always drinking some shit. He's a substance abuser, but you know what? You see the good in him, and you rap to the brother, and you realize, you know what? You know why this motherfucker get high all the time? He's sad, and he's sad because of a lot of things that have happened to him in the past, a lot of things that my spouse never really shared with me. But now his or her brother is staying with us, and we got to talking, and you know what? We formed a bond. You got a bond with your goddamn in-laws. It's a much better situation to have a bond, to form a bond with your in-laws than for you to be at your in-laws' throats or them be at yours. You know how stressful that can be. But imagine that. So you formed a bond with your brother-in-law, and you may have formed a bond with your brother-in-law that was stronger than with your spouse. It happens. So anytime somebody got something to say about your brother-in-law, you're like, oh, now, wait a minute now. Mm-mm. Jerry, all right. Ain't nothing wrong with Jerry. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with Jerry. Y'all are what's wrong with Jerry. Y'all know that shit that y'all did to Jerry back in the day and shit. We ain't going to get into all of that, but just let me just put it this way. Wink, wink, motherfuckers. Wink, wink. Y'all know what happened. Y'all know what's wrong with Jerry. Y'all know why Jerry won't stop getting high. Y'all know damn well why Jerry won't stop getting high. But I'm going to tell you what. I don't give a fuck if Jerry, as long as Jerry don't steal from me, he can stay with us from the time that I saw him till the time that he takes his last fucking puff or hit or sniff or shot or loop. Got a bond with your brother-in-law, Jerry. Jay is all right with me. The rest of y'all motherfuckers, well, y'all all right with me. But Jerry, he all right with me. Y'all all right with me. You understand what I'm saying? So you formed a bond with them. Strong. And I guess as long as you don't start expecting them to go against your spouse or start giving them information or start sharing, as long as you don't start expecting them to share information about your spouse, y'all probably be all right. But it can happen when you have formed a bond with an in-law. It happens. Got close to your in-law more than your spouse. It happens. As Cook says, yes, you live and learn. Cool with many, but hardly a bond with any, just a few. Wow, S. Cook. She says, yes, you live and learn. Cool with many, but hardly a bond with any. Cool with many, hardly a bond with any. We can do this thing, but the pennies that I'm going to share with y'all is going to be for just that day. So you better get it all. I like you, and I think that you're true, and I think that a lot of people could understand you, but not me. Well, actually, I understand more than I think I should, and it makes me feel bad. Because we used to have a bond, had a lot of things going on with trust in what we had, and now not so much. I'll get back with you. We can crack a Dutch, throw a little dime of weed, a little loud, and let me smoke a little bit. You can feel proud that we had a little something back in the days, but I wouldn't let you roll up a J without me seeing that. That's how you know you got a bond with somebody. For all y'all weed smokers, you know how there are people that you wouldn't smoke unless you saw what they rolled the blunt with or the J with. Somebody when you formed a bond with somebody, it's like, I ain't worried about him throwing no dust and no, you know, him or her throwing no dust and no crazy shit. You throw motherfucker threw some wet up in the fucking pool. What you doing? You smoking that shit? That's one of the ways you know you have a bond with somebody. You smoke a blunt that you didn't see them roll. Like, I know this shit cool. Oh, you be smoking that dirt though. Motherfucker. Smoking dirt. One thing is for sure. If Rameek rolled a blunt and you don't see him roll it, don't smoke behind Rameek. Meek be on that bullshit. Like, what you mean? Yo, you go ahead and smoke behind Meek if you want to. You gonna be high for a long time. Don't plan nothing for the next week. Because 3 days out of the week is going to be for your recovery, and the next 4 days is going to be for you being 302. Not necessarily in that order, son. Hey, yo. Not necessarily in that order, son. Shit, Kate, you don't smoke behind me. Don't smoke behind me. All right. Cherry says, for me, the word bond means trust. Like your word is your bond. That's why I use my whole name, Dana Cherry. My word is my bond. I am who I am. How you know your name is really Dana Cherry? How you know you really spell your name like that? You don't know that. Other Danas I know spell their name D-A-N-A. How do I know that your name is really spelled that way? I mean, you're a Scorpio. You got mad secrets, right? I think I'm going to need to see your driver's license and possibly your birth certificate, your real birth certificate, the one with the seal, not that duplicate that you be using in order to get another Social Security number. Anyway, TK Wright says, singing, "Didn't we almost have it all?" Judgment free zone. We got the bond. We formed the bond. Nobody say nothing about my people. Male bonding up here. Male bonding. All my niggas that I'm not all that cool with, we gonna get cool today. Male bonding. We gonna get this male bonding session led by my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, and my other brother, Ansel Jones. Order around the way. Order around the way. What you mean order around the way? Don't you mean in the court? No, we ain't going to court. You know what I mean? Black men, we don't have nothing to do with no court. But what we're going to do is we're going to have order around the way. We're going to order some cheese steaks, some hoagies, maybe some pizza and some cheese fries around the way. Hot sauce, salt, pepper, ketchup, and some chicken wings. All right. Male bonding. We're going to get together, drink, eat, and talk shit. Who with it? Of course, this would have had to have happened, like 10 years ago in order for me to participate in drinking. But there will be bonding. All right. When you cool with them, but you don't have a bond, there may be many family members that you share this circumstance with. You know, you can actually have this with a parent. You know, like, there are many people who never formed a bond with their parents. Sure, they loved their parents and they was cool with their parents, but they didn't have a bond. I'm not saying that they couldn't trust their parents, but there was no bond. You know when you know that you have a bond with your parents? When you start to depend on your parents after you have gotten over your "I think I know more than my parents" stage, after you've gotten, or during the time when you are in your "I know everything I need to know" stage. You know, there comes a time in young people's lives when they really think that their knowledge base is equal to their parents. Because we don't know what we don't know. All we know is what we do know. And we sometimes make the mistake of thinking that we know more than what our parents know. Like they didn't go through what we went through because we didn't see them go through it. And we're totally ignoring the fact that they are seeing what we're going through. And they're seeing it for the second or third times in their lives. Like, I remember making this mistake. I remember, you know. Shout out to all my chicks out there who had babies as teenagers. You think your parents didn't understand that shit? I'll bet you that all of the girls who had babies as teenagers have parents who knew exactly how it went down. I don't mean that they witnessed it with their eyes, but they know exactly how the shit went down because it either happened to them before or it happened like that before with them. Like they may not have gone through and had the baby, but they may have been through that circumstance where they got pregnant or got somebody pregnant. Maybe they didn't have a baby. But, you know, a lot of times, teenage pregnancy rolls over in families. But I'm saying all that to say that you know you have a bond with your parents when you are able to humble yourself in your most brash stage of life, in your most arrogant, know-it-all, I got this, I'm grown stage in your life. That's when you know that you have a bond with your parents. When you'll just go ahead and tell them how you fucked up. When before you would not tell them that you fucked up. You would just wait until they found out that you fucked up. And you know, you got that bond. When you start to be able to talk freely about things that you would have been secretive about. Got a bond with them. And that's a beautiful thing. Some people never experienced that. They never had a bond with their parents. There was always some disconnect. There was always some, now I love my mom or I love my dad, but I said I love my mom and I love my dad, but sometimes it be all up in my biz and I don't like that. And I be like thinking to myself, yo, just let me find out for myself. I'm going to be all right. Yo, and just shit all the time. And you always ask me questions that I don't want to answer. And I ain't down with that shit. And the last time that me and you had a fallout, I had to cut your dumb ass out. Ooh, I ain't mean to say that. But you know how it be. We don't have no bond. And I wish that we did. No bond. And many parents had, I mean, many children have missed out on the opportunity to have a bond with their parents. And some people have lost their parents without ever having a chance to form a bond with them. I think it's sad. But I probably really think that it's sad because I have a bond with both of my parents. And I think that me and my parents have insisted on us having a bond, which is good. That's a terrific thing. So when I see somebody that doesn't have a good relationship with their parents, honestly, it makes me a little sad. It makes me more than concerned. It makes me a little sad because I'm like, I think it's the one thing that you should be able to have in life, but it's not always possible. It may have been a situation where your parents were abusive or they just never put you first. You know how it is when you have other siblings or your parents are into everybody else except for you. And kids be feeling that shit. They be feeling it like, well, I see I'm not the most important person in this person's life. You know, we might shake it off, or should I say, they might shake it off. But you never really shake it off. It sticks. And the day of their passing or whatever, you want to think about it like, damn, you know, my mom or my dad passed, and I never got a chance to really form a bond with them. One thing that I always wish that I could have done. Something that I always wanted, but I just couldn't get it done. And so Joan says, I can talk to any of the fathers of the girls I dated. That's not a small thing. That's large. That's big, enormous, huge, gigantic, ginormous. Because you know how a lot of fathers are. They don't want nobody being around their daughter. So for you to have formed a bond with the girls that you have dated, you had to have been a good dude in their eyes. And to be honest with you, it might be the same way with me. I've never been in bad with anybody's dad or mom. It must have been that innocent look that I had back in the day. Like, oh, that boy, that skinny boy with all the hair. With the hair sticking up in the head with that haircut. You mean Omar? Yeah, that's him. Yeah, but that boy is all right. He's gonna be something one day. But yeah. But that's not a small thing. And that it really is something to be proud of, and so it really is. Not a lot of, because some cats are disrespectful to people's parents. And they don't even really mean to be, but they have been. You know, you grow up without a father, or you have a hard heart towards your dad because he wasn't there, and you think everybody should be like that. It's a sad position to be in, because you're really just projecting your hurt onto somebody else. I know one thing. Everybody loves my dad. I have never met I've never dealt with any woman or had any male friends that didn't like my dad. I've never... I'm trying to think if I know anybody that didn't like my dad, straight up and down. Even on a professional level, when we've had to evict motherfuckers, they ain't like me, but they like him. Actually going to these evictions, you know, with the tenant landlord officer knocking on the door, you know what I'm saying, with the brand new lock, with the, I'm talking about the new lock that I had to change with the tumbler and all that shit, and the hasp with the padlock, like that was going to work. But they would be mad at me. Yeah, punk motherfucker, you know what I mean, I'm going to see you, you know what I mean. That's what they would say to me. What up, Rita? Rita Rez, what's good? I've had friends and girls who didn't even really know my dad call my dad on the phone, like, yo, can I have your father number? I'm like, for what? I just want to talk to him about something. And they were serious. I was like, all right, give him the number. They would call. He'd be like, yo. They'd be like, Omar. Because, you know, my dad never, ever calls me O or no nickname. He don't even call me son. He say the whole thing, son 752. Except when he's actually calling me his son. So when he says son, I know he's saying S-O-N. When he's calling me by my moniker, he says the whole thing. If you listen to any of my dad's shows, he'd be like, hey, son 752. He say the whole shit. Anyway, he's like, Omar, I got a call today from blah, blah. I'm like, blah, blah? Blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, blah, blah, ask for your numbers. He really goes, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, and? Evidently, they must have formed a bond. Let's just put it this way. My dad knew how to keep a secret. I'm like, so you ain't gonna tell me what she said? Like, well, she just was like kind of asking me about, you know, this, that, and the third. And I told her what I knew. I, you know, some things she was asking about, I couldn't exactly say. I'm like, so would you turn the state's evidence? Yeah, Christina Dorsey, 06. Christina Dorsey, 06, thanks for coming through. Appreciate it mucho. So we're talking about when you're cool with them, but you don't have a bond. You're cool with them, but you don't have a bond. That's what we're talking about this morning. But yeah, I never met nobody who didn't like my pop. Like I said, you should have, yo, you know how many times my life has been threatened? You know what I mean? We having to put motherfuckers out there, Chris. We catch it. How don't you know you getting evicted? You went to court. They gave you a time frame. You didn't pay no more money. What did you think was going to happen? Or you had a court date. You missed the court date. They sent you notice that you lost in absentia. What did you think was going to happen? But you know, what you find out is that men, even in their biggest mistakes, because not paying the rent for where your family lives is a big mistake. It's derelicting your duty. But a man will show out in front of his wife and kids, or his girl and his kids. And I understood that shit. So at them evictions, I'd just be like, when I was a little younger, I would talk shit like, well, pussy, you ain't pay the fucking money. You gotta go. I got old. It was like, don't do that. It's a sensitive time. It's a very sensitive time. And motherfuckers will go out and smoke you. Like, I might not have your money, but I got this gun. So now my family needs a place to stay and they need to put money on my books. But you're shit talking ass won't be doing that no more now, will you? You ain't no real brother putting niggas out.
Like, you ain't paid us.
Man, they think, you know, people think when you own houses that you got all this money. What they think, the house makes money on its own? Anyway. We cool, but we don't have a bond. So it can be a hurting thing when you don't have a bond with your parents. It can leave a stain on your emotions. Rita, I saw your mama in the Rite Aid yesterday. I was looking for an ATM. They ain't had no ATM in the Rite Aid, but I saw your mama. I was like, yo, hey, miss. She ain't noticed me because I had the mask on. I was like, it's me. It's me. She was like, hey, you. She cool as shit. Rap. But yeah, so you cool with them, but you don't have a bond. It can happen in multiple situations. Now, I guess the question that I have is, the question that I was about to ask has already been answered. I was going to ask, can you be friends with somebody but still not have a bond with them? And I guess that would depend on what you call friends. I guess it depends on what you call friends. Oh, she told you that's what's up. I mean, but did she remember my name? Because I remember hers. That's what's supposed to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Catch you off guard. You just throw a blank. Like, remember the boy. He used to come around. He had the car, and then he didn't have a car. Then he had the car, and then he had the truck. And then he had the truck. Then he had the car. The boy. You know, the boy. He used to do the shows. Then he wasn't doing the shows. Then he was doing the shows again, but then he wasn't doing. Oh, man, stop. The board, you know, the board, that board, the board. You know, the board. Good shit. But yeah, so, I mean, have you ever mistaken yourself for having a bond with somebody that you didn't have a bond with? Like, you thought y'all had a bond, but come to think about it, maybe you saw their interaction with somebody else and you realize how close they were to somebody else and you realize they have a bond. What we have, we don't really have. Some people have so many friends that you have to wonder where you stand with somebody. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Like, you may meet somebody and they may seem like they all into you and they so, I'm not talking about a romantic situation. I'm just talking about somebody that's cool, somebody that's really gregarious and somebody that's a social butterfly. So they have so many friends, they're so friendly with everybody that you think that when you've spent time with them that y'all forming a bond, but then you realize they got a bond with everybody. So maybe they have a bond with nobody. Understand what I'm talking about? Like people born under the sign of Aquarius. You think that you and them are like this, but come to find out that they really only cool with people that they've known for 30 or 40 years. You ain't know that shit, though. They treated you nice. You was good. You know what I'm talking about, Carol? Hey, you okay? Yo! Hold on. Rita said, she was like, oh my God, I saw Omar. I said, what Omar? He spazzed out talking about the only Omar I know. Yo, I can totally see him doing that.
rider.
She a rider, straight lady.
You know what I'm saying? She a straight. I could totally see her hazel eyes saying that shit. Like, what you mean? Well, front no, yo, you know what? Yo, that is some hot shit. Straight lace. My day is made. My day is straight made. Cherry says, co-workers, we cool, but we don't have a bond. When the job is over, so is our relationship. Really? Now, that's interesting. Because sometimes you can really get cool with people that you work with. I can definitely say I formed a bond with past coworkers. I could definitely say that. Not all of them, though. But definitely, there's always, at every job, there's normally one. Like, yo, that's my man. You know what I'm saying? You know, we still keep in contact and all that kind of shit. I'm trying to think, like, have we ever helped each other get other jobs? We kind of tried. I know that. You said she get on my nerves. Marcel says, that sound like me. Ansel Jones says, they asked me how do I have 1,000 friends off Facebook. You mean off or on? Because it's easy to, you know, social media ain't the only place where you can know 1,000 people. It sound like a whole lot, but if you think about it, in the military, you travel the world, you know what I mean? Get a lot of phone numbers. You look in your phone. You see a lot of numbers on there. Maybe people that you knew, you know, from doing comedy. I know there's numbers in there. Way more people that I forgot than I remember. But it's more than 1,000. That's for sure. Like, this shit crazy. It was over 400 in 2010. Met a lot of people in 10 years. 11 now. Military School Network. Mm-hmm. On Facebook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds realistic to me. I could totally see how that would happen. Totally, dude. Totally. So, you know, building a bond with somebody is something that should make you feel comfortable, though. You should definitely feel more comfortable around people that you have a bond with, because there's a safety issue. There's a security issue that comes up. That presents itself. It's a real thing. You can always do things more confidently when you are around people that you know are on your side. When you have to constantly prove yourself to people, you have to, or you feel like, you know, if I make a mistake here, this motherfucker is going to highlight that mistake instead of encouraging me to just keep going. And not that you should be looking for people to be your cheerleader all the time, but it will make you more comfortable to be around people who are supportive of you than to be around people who, you know, got a little hate. Like, ah, this nigga here. This nigga here. This nigga here. Cherry says, social butterfly. Some people are like that. You never really know where you stand. Yeah. I mean, it can be a pain in the ass. It really can. It can be a pain in the ass when you don't know where you stand with a person. It's bad enough when you are in a romantic relationship with somebody when you don't know where you stand. But when you are in just a regular friendship, it's like, damn, niggas, we cool or not? Now, that's not to say that some people don't have unrealistic expectations of what your friendship is supposed to be. Because some people really try to take it there. You know, they'll tell you, well, like, you know, what are friends for if you can't count on them to do this? Like, some people have jobs for their friends. Like, well, if we friends, that means you got to do this, that, and third. And they also mean that you have to keep in contact with them every day. Like, so let me ask y'all this. Do you think that you can have a bond with a person that you don't speak to that often? I'm going to start it off by saying, hell yeah. I don't see why not.
The bond is there. You got to go to work every day. You don't have to go to friend every day. But some people expect that. You know, they get a little clingy. I mean, no. I need constant and consistent gestures of friendship and solidification.
If we cool, how come we can't do this? How come we can't do that?
You need a girl. You know, back in our 20s, that would be our answer to that. Like, yo, you need a girl, son. Like, we trying to build fortunes. We, you know, we got jobs and bills, responsibilities, and families and all that kind of shit, children. You can't be hanging out every day. It's always that one motherfucker. He ain't got no kids. He ain't got no family. He ain't got no blah, 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 blah. And that kind of tells you the story of why he needs that constant reaffirmation that y'all cool. But look, ain't nobody going to the club or none of that shit every day. I tell you what, though. I tell you, as a bond, cats who go to the strip club a lot, they bond. They do. They bond. Them strip club cats see each other all the time. They have a bond. Wasting money on ass. And yeah, it is a waste because they're not getting the ass. They just paying to see ass. It's a waste. Like, you better take pictures. Drug addicts bond all day. They have to have those bonds. Because when you don't have enough money to get high, you're going to have somebody else that has the money to get high with you or for you. You're going to need somebody to facilitate your addiction. You're going to need somebody that you could depend on when the money is low. Your check ain't come yet. Your check day is different from their check day. So they hold you down when you fuck up your money because you held them down when they didn't have their money. It's a bond, and it's real. It's real. Garcil says, 2 days ago, I spoke with a brother for 2 hours over the phone, and we haven't seen or spoken regularly for over the past 5 years. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Shirley Cheryl says, they be like, pass the peas like we used to do. Then they get mad when you can't do the things you used to do. Like, yo. Can't do. I tell you what, though. Them four-wheeler riding and motorcycle motherfuckers, they definitely have a bond. Definitely. But I'm sure that there's some riders out there where they cool, but they don't have a bond. Yeah, I ride with the motherfuckers. Like, we rolled down B-more. We rolled down South Carolina. We rolled all the way out. We rode all the way to Sturgis. Sturgis? Somebody all the way over the West Coast? Yeah, all the way over there in Sturgis. Portland. And y'all don't have a bond? No, we didn't. But we didn't need a bond. We needed to have enough money and enough resolve to go ahead and make the ride. And we did it. Roll back, too. So y'all might have rolled out there and rolled back with each other and looked out for each other and made sure that everything was okay and still not really had a bond. You know you have a bond with somebody when you can feel it. You can feel it. Like, that's my man's enough. That's my dude. really, really my joy. You might not be romantically linked, but you feel it. It's a heart thing. You feel that. You feel that, and you felt that.
Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. What's going on? My big sis, Robin Ming, is here to do a thing. I'm glad to see you come on through and make it swing. Word up. Appreciate it. All right, let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday. Yo, let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. Let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. January 3rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make it up to them special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box. Anthony Pascal. Well, I guess it's Pascali. I think he's Italian. Happy birthday to you, Aunt Anthony. And also Courtney Tipton, turning 39 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Courtney. And she's raising money for No Kid Hungry. Word up. And also Nasir Muhammad, turning 35 years old today. And Daphne Carson. Go to Daphne Carson. Happy birthday to you. And Rosarius Peralta, turning 36 years old today. And Tracy Ross, not Tracy Ellis Ross, but Tracy Ross, turning 58 years old today. I've never seen Tracy spelled this way. T-R-A-C-I-E-Y. Happy birthday to you. And Maribel Lagel, turning 29 years old today. And Tony Rozier, turning 50 years old today because he's a 1970 baby. Yeah, but the blind, but the crippled, the crazy. Yeah. That's what's up. I got a bond with all 1970 people. All born in 1970 people. We got a bond. Some of them are cool with me. We don't have no bond. But anyway, Okanta Kate, turning 28 years old today. And also Deshaun Newman, turning 31 years old today. And Mildred Riggin, turning 65 years old today. And Desiree Latada, turning 55 years old today. And Nadine Llewellyn, happy birthday to you. And Nicole Thomas, happy birthday to you. And my girl, used to have a show on Blog Talk called The 24-Hour Mom, Luva Alvarez, fresh out of Panama. That's where she's from. That's my girl. And last but certainly, absolutely not least, a man who is just like a brother who is like a brother to me, my man, Ted Harrison. Happy birthday to you, my man, Ted Harrison. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. January 3rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, so rock out, rock on it, do the damn rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, and do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, we're talking about when you're cool with them, but you don't have a bond. Is it the case where you are cool with them, but you wish that you had a bond? You are just cool with them, but you wish that you had a bond? You can always build a bond with anybody that you want to be bonded with, but you're going to have to be willing to be the bonding agent. Yes, my brother. You're going to have to be willing to be the bonding agent. Do you have what it takes? Can you do what's necessary to be done? When you talk about being the bonding agent, you're talking about being the one who has those feelings, who will go that extra mile, who feels those thoughts
whether that person is standing right in front of you or whether they are far away and you haven't seen them since back in the day. A bond is a thing that I think all human beings need to have with somebody, because not having a bond with somebody means that you are always on your own. And being on your own all the time can be a hurtful thing. It can be, you know what I mean? It could be the exact thing. It could be that exact thing that you don't ever want to be. There's a big difference between being lonely and being alone. Being alone is okay. We all have to be alone sometimes. I mean, you don't want, you ain't going, you know, you go to the bathroom by yourself, unless you got a cat like Crystal, who don't seem to want to allow that to happen. But it's all good. I want y'all to have a great day. I want y'all to, you know, I hope y'all enjoyed the holiday, the new year. I hope things have been going good for y'all so far. So far, so good. I have high hopes for this year. Maybe some of them will happen. Maybe they won't. But we're still going to be in it to win it, running back, rewinding to spin it. Everything is going to be okay. You think it won't? Hey. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitation. I love you right back to life. I'll give it to y'all later. So let me get Blog Talk on up out of here. Oh, we had a call on the line. I don't know if they wanted to speak. You still can. You have to press number one, though. That's the only requirement. You got to press number one. I ain't even come over here in a long time. In a long time. So, yeah, I mean, all right. So we're going to get Blog Talk on up out of here. All right. So I holler back, get back, and thanks for coming on through. And